Time now for an update on men's hockey. After a sometimes challenging regular season, the University of New Hampshire Wildcats play their first round games in the Hockey East tournament this weekend. Alan Lessels covers sports for the Union Leader, and he joins us now with a preview. Alan, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Brady, how are you?
Very good. The men's team finished the regular season with 11 wins, 14 losses, 2 ties, and a lot of those were close games that didn't end up going the Wildcats' way. What were their strengths this year, and what about their weaknesses?
Well, and they really had a kind of a divided season. In the first half of the season, they had quite a few problems defensively. They were giving up a lot of goals, way too many goals, actually. And you know, the goaltending was not as good as they kind of had hoped it would be or thought it would be coming into the season. They made a switch in goaltenders at about the halfway point, and they went with a freshman from Rochester, Casey DeSmith. And that really kind of helped turn the tide a little bit for them, and they played much better defensively in the second half. Now, the second half, they've been over 500, not a lot over 500, and they've played, like you mentioned, a ton of close games. They've played a lot of one-goal games. They've had a lot of tie games, you know, and they've lost some of the one-goal games being, you know, they've been decided by a goal or less. And they've been, the point, I guess, is they've been in a lot of those games. They haven't scored as many goals as they'd like in the second half, and sometimes that's been a struggle. But, you know, overall, they go into the tournament feeling that they're playing pretty well. They've played some of their better hockey in the later stages. So they've got some confidence in that way.
Their first-round opponent is Boston University, which they'd have to win this tournament, essentially, to get to the NCAA tournament. Their record against BU this year, 0-3, outscored 11-2 in those games. So what is it going to take for them to overcome BU, which they haven't been able to do during the regular season?
No, exactly. They've had a rough go with Boston University this year. But those games, all three of those games, came before Christmas. So since they've started playing better, you know, they have not faced BU. They faced them earlier in the season. The first two games they lost badly. I think it was 5-1 and 4-0 or 4-1. The third game was a 2-1 game, and that was actually Casey DeSmith's first game ever as a college player, and he had a pretty good game. That was in Durham, you know, but they did lose 2-1. So again, the second half they haven't seen him in a while, so they're hoping that they feel that they're playing much better now defensively than they did then, and they're hoping that helps them get past Boston University.
So there's feeling then that they may be able to overcome some of those initial obstacles. I look at the men's record, and then I also look at the women's Wildcat record. They were knocked out of the Hockey East tournament by BU in a 9-1 game, and they were 10 wins, 22 losses, 3 ties. Is there a feeling that next year is going to be likely difficult for either team as well?
The women's team has had a couple of tough years in the last couple of years, and you know, certainly they hope to, you know, they've got some recruits coming in and stuff, and they certainly hope to turn that around. The men's team, this has really been an aberration in a long time. You know, they've, like you mentioned, the NCAA tournament, and yes, they could get into the NCAA tournament if they win the Hockey East tournament, which is a very difficult task. But they've been to the last 10 NCAA tournaments, so this year really kind of stands out. And, you know, again, they've played well the second half of the season, and certainly with the expectations that they've built over there, they hope that this year is an aberration, and, you know, next year they get back to, you know, being as strong as ever.